speaking today with Larry Green, who is running in the new City Council District K. Larry, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this district?
Running for the district because I am a resident of the district, and I actually grew up in the district. And I just see it as an opportunity to really bring my background and experience to a part of town, which is home. Went to Madison High School and University of Houston and Thurgood Marshall School of Law, and all the while still residing in the district. And of course, my church is in the district, my family is in the district. And so when they drew the lines for the new district, I really saw it as an opportunity to give back to my community. And so I'm excited to do it.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background?
Sure. Lawyer by trade. Graduated, again, of Texas Southern University's law school. Practiced law for about 13 years. Did labor and employment law. I currently now serve as the CEO of Houston Works USA. And Houston Works is a workforce development human services nonprofit. We run workforce centers here in the city of Houston. Last year, we put about 18,000 people in jobs, and our objective is to work with Houston area employers to assist them with their needs, with workforce, and then also to the Houston area citizens to provide them training opportunities as well as job placement assistance.
Is that something you see that Houston city government can do more of?
Definitely. One of the pillars of which I'm running on is economic development and job growth, and I see it as a great opportunity to leverage my background to bring that to the residents of District K.
Do you have any specific ideas for what can be done?
Sure. District K right now has two management districts that they work with. One, the Braes Oaks Management District. The other one is the Four Points Management Districts in the Hiram Clark area. And so really use those as engines for economic development. Really try to entice businesses into the area, those that fit well within those neighborhoods, and work with those businesses to hire local area residents to stimulate job growth in those particular areas. And so I'm very excited that those mechanisms are in place. They're relatively new, so obviously we'd have to support those efforts to get them to grow, but I think using those two economic engines will be one way we can spur job growth for those particular that particular area.
Okay, I mean, obviously the big issue that's been in city politics of late has been the budget and the financial situation.
Sure.
City Council recently passed its budget for this fiscal year that cut about $100 million out of spending, laid off about 747 city employees. What is your assessment of the city's budget that was just passed?
Well, you know, the mayor had to make tough choices, and I guess moving the city forward. You know, while I understand, cuts have to be made, I think we still need to make sure that we don't cut to the extent that we are not providing the services and not doing the things that a city is supposed to do. The city is supposed to provide public safety, safe roads, and so make sure that the quality of life for the citizens of Houston is protected. And so I want to make sure that that happens. And while, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to have budget cuts and we're in this economic situation, I want to be a part of perhaps the solution to making sure that we're not cutting as much as we have to, and perhaps utilizing our abilities to get additional resources to the city outside of the current ones we're using now.
So obviously everyone is hoping that the next fiscal year will be better, the city will take in more money. But if those projections aren't quite there and we're still facing a shortfall, do you think the primary focus should be on finding more areas to cut or on finding more ways to bring in new revenue so that the current level of services can be maintained or improved?
I think the focus should be on bringing in new revenue, finding new, and I think that should be the focus now. I don't think that the city takes advantage of the opportunities that are available with regard to competitive grants, to fund specific program, the philanthropic community with regard to certain programs. We were able to see Sheila Jackson Lee able to go to the corporate community with assistance for the summer pool program. And so I think we have to start thinking out of the box with regard to how we keep core services that we have going in the midst of this type of economic downturn. And as one who's raised dollars out of Washington for several years and know how Washington works, I believe that there is opportunity for the city to go after dollars that could be brought back home to offset some of the shortfalls we have now.
Okay. The city is currently rolling out the Rebuild Houston initiative. This was known as Renew Houston last year on the ballot, the drainage and flooding project. Did you vote for the Renew Houston proposition on the ballot last year?
I did. I supported the Renew Houston, now Rebuild Houston, and I continue to support it today. I believe I was speaking with Council Member Clutterbuck, who was saying that, you know, projects that get on the CIP essentially are not, don't really come into fruition until 4 to 6 years later. And so an additional stream of revenue that can come to help with our drainage and infrastructure issues that can be targeted specifically for, the drainage issues, pay-as-you-go plan, I think is smart, and I think will free up revenue so that we can build, the substations and free up additional revenue for other city services.
There have been some issues in the way it's gone so far with the amount of money, the way the permeable surface is measured. Do you have any specific criticisms of how it's gone so far?
Well, when you roll out a program like this, you're going to have snafus. As a business person, whenever you start a new project, all of the best and well intentions go into starting the project and make it happen. But you do understand that things happen. And so because this is the first time that we've actually done something like this with this program, you're going to have snafus. But I think the mayor has a good plan to try to correct the problems. I think extensions have been laid with regard to the particular project. And so, it's all about, really getting the project on board and moving it forward. And while I'm just not, just excited as to how it was rolled out, it's a part of, things happen when you're starting a new program.
Did you agree with the decision that was made to exempt schools and churches from the drainage fee?
I did. Schools are suffering now more than ever, as we've seen from the last legislative session. And as a CEO of a nonprofit, a 501c3, I get it. Dollars are extremely tough to come by and to, have an imposition on us with regard to that. I just think when you're trying to do good in the community and not really making a profit, I think those entities should be some exception to those entities.
Okay. The other issue that was on the ballot last fall was the red light camera initiative. Did you vote to keep the red light cameras or to get rid of them?
I actually voted to get rid of them.
Okay.
And I still feel that way. I think the citizens of Houston have spoken. I think their vote was not to keep the red light cameras, and so I understand the mayor's position with regard to the contract the city is currently under. However, if it was left to me, we would not have the cameras going.
So you would prefer the city to work towards a settlement with the camera company to get out from the contract before it expires?
Yes.
Okay. How would you assess Mayor Parker's first term in office?
I would assess it as courageous. I think that she has done it, and she's made the tough decisions and the hard choices, and so I really have to commend her for that. I think she's doing what she can to really deal with a major shortfall in city revenue, and so you know, I have to commend that. Do I agree with every step she's made in that process? Probably not, but I think I agree more of what she has done than I disagree.
What do you think should be her priorities for the next 2 years?
I think she's spot on. You know, I really like her Hire Houston First program. I think jobs are a major issue here in the city. I think she's focused on it, and I support her in that effort.
Okay. As the city was doing its redistricting of city council districts, I mean, I presume you're pleased with the way they drew District K, but how would you assess the overall process? Do you think it was responsive to the community feedback?
I think it was. I think it was responsive. You had a map that came out first where you had some pushback from the Hispanic community, and then the second map that came back, you know, they went in, they negotiated, they listened, they came back and redrew it, and so I think you got buy-in from, you know, all communities here in the city. I don't hear anything about potential litigation, and when you look at the numbers, it looks extremely equitable. So I think they did a great job in drawing the new lines, and I commend them for it.
Okay. You know, District K being a new district, you know, kind of formed from different areas that had been before, what do you see as being the top needs for this new district?
District K, I believe, is a district that has not traditionally received its fair share of city resources. If you look at the CIP, District K consists of the former District D as well as the former District C. And when you look at the projects that are on, that are slated in the CIP, you'll have more the projects that are in DNC but not in the area that is now District K, if that makes sense. And so my objective would be to make sure that you know, road repairs, street issues, as well as public safety issues are addressed in District K, and that it receives its fair share of city resources.
And public safety, we're talking police. That's also a big part of the budget. Do you think the city of Houston is spending its money wisely on the Houston Police Department? By that I mean, do you think we're spending what we should on what we should, or do you think there's opportunities to be more efficient and save money?
Sure, sure. I have not done an in-depth analysis of the police budget. I do hope to look at that, but at this time I really can't comment on the allocation of that particular budget.
Okay. When people go to vote for the first time in District K this November, why should they vote to make you the first council member in that district?
You know, I think they should vote for me because I went to Hobby Elementary School, I went to Dollar Middle School, Madison High School, I played football for the South Main Mustangs. I represented clients living in the Iron Clock area. I incorporated civic clubs out there. I worked with civic club. I'm a member of Brentwood Baptist Church. And so I'm of that area. And so I know the needs of that area. They should elect me because now for the first time they have an opportunity to elect someone who grew up in that area, who works around, who's done work for that area, and who resides in the area and who really loves the area. My life has been about public service. As a lawyer, I did civil rights litigation. I've worked for the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, raising money in Washington, D.C. for historically black colleges and universities, and now I'm CEO of Houston Works USA. It's about putting people to work, a nonprofit, and so I'm all about making sure that the residents of District K are taken care of and that we're able to advance our neighborhood forward with innovation and and expertise that I can bring to the table.
Okay. Larry Green, thank you very much for talking to me today.